the more so as most of us expressed an opinion that that was the reasonable view. There wasn't any lawyer aboard to settle the matter, so we all talked pretty free. At last, after Arden, it appears that he came round to the general opinion and went privately to the man in charge and made an offer for all 5 ostriches. The next morning there was a fine shindy at breakfast. The man hadn't any authority to deal with the birds, and nothing on earth would induce him to sell. But it seems he told Padishah that a Eurasian named Potter had already made him an offer, and on that Padishah denounced Potter before us all. But I think the most of us thought it rather smart of Potter, and I know that when Potter said that he'd wired at Arden to London to buy the birds and would have an answer at Suez, I cursed pretty richly at a lost opportunity. At Suez, Padishah gave way to tears, actual wet tears, when Potter became the owner of the birds and offered him 250 right off for the 5, being more than 200% on what Potter had given. Potter said he'd be hanged if he parted with a feather of them, that he meant to kill them off one by one and find the diamond.